the Shiva, and he is responsible for giving mercy. He is responsible to protect the holy down. So if you want to enter into knowledge on Prakrama, we need to take shelter and to pray for the blessings of Vrija Shila. And the third began to chant, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora. I saw Lord Chaitanya covered his ear. He is also known as Agora or Gorahari. So he said, no, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the glories of Radha and Krishna. So please chant Radha Krishna. But again, the third began to chant Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora. No, said Lord Chaitanya. I don't want to hear. This place is Vrindavan. It's not different from Vrindavan. So here you should chant the glories of Radha and Krishna. The third replied, you see, here Radha and Krishna have combined into the form of Gauranga. So I like to chant here, Gora Gora. But if you want to chant Radha and Krishna, you chant any way you want. I'll chant the way I want. Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora, Gora Gora. The Lord Chaitanya colored his ears and he ran off. No, I can't take it. You see, what Jagannatha Pandit, he wrote, you see, Sudhana said, how can you write these confidential things? How can you write this? He said, look it, I'll write what I want to write. What I write is true. So let the devotees know about it. If you don't like it, tough. I'll write what I want to write. You can write whatever you want to write. It's my book. I'll write. Jai Jagannatha Pandit ki. So Jagannatha Pandit is Satyadana descendant. So like this, our different associates of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Krishna, they descended the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Satyadana, he came as Jagannatha Pandit. Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit, Narayani came as Srivas Thakur, Vihaspati came as Vihaspati, Sanatana Bhattacharya, like that, the different from heavenly planets, from the spiritual world, our different associates came to deal with Lord Krishna in his avatar as our Lord Chaitanya. So that's the other side of this pastimes. That it had interstellar, intergalactic, interuniversal players. From the spiritual world, the higher planets, higher galaxy. Jai Chaitanya Lila Ki. So, then the devotees go to the house of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They're turning it in. Huh? Jive has a Vihat Mrunga player. Real Sati Das. I sung. Bhakti Dora Thakur, he applied for, when he was in Orissa, he applied to be reassigned to Bengal to the so he was made as the deputy magistrate or something like that of the Nadia district, which headquarters was in Krishnanagar. Krishnanagar is about 5 or 6 kilometers from where he lived. That's about 3 miles. And so he would go every morning to the office by horse and buggy. He'd come back for lunch. He'd go again for the office. So in this way, in those days, the magistrate was both executive as well as a judicial. Today, they divided the role into executive and judicial. So the district magistrate is executive and district judge is judicial. But in those days, he did both. So, over every district they had, usually one Britisher. So like this, the British government was running the whole country. And beneath them, they had a local magistrate. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, he was a local magistrate underneath the British government. So at that time, he had to see the work of the district magistrate, but he was able to do that and still have some spare time. His idea of being transferred to Nadia district was he wanted to locate the exact location of the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So there he had researched the possible sites, and there was one place where it seemed like the general area of Mayanthar village was the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. So one night he was praying for a sign, and there he saw a light coming from the Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. He saw a light. So he thought, oh, this is the place. So he took Jagannatha Pandit, who at that time was 113 years old. He took him on a basket on his head. And he went and he asked, what's this place? The local Muslim farmer said, oh, this is a useless place. Useless! Useless! Whatever you grow, eggplant, tomato, anything, it only comes out tulsi. is completely useless. You know, Tulsi, what use is Tulsi, right? Of course, and then it was a very holy place. I saw Lakti and Thakur, he started walking back and forth. When he reached one spot, there, Jagannath Balaji, he suddenly started jumping up. Harizal! 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 Goranga! Goranga! So then they knew that was the place. He was like a human Gagar Kanda. When his spiritual energy became strongest, he got empowered to jump up and down. So otherwise, 113, he was like crunched over, he couldn't move. Somehow he got so much energy at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, he began to jump and chant, Haridol, Haridol, Haridol. So like this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on one side he was researching the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. On the other side, he wrote many books in English, in Bengali, and he wrote one a newsletter. He also started the Nanhata, the congregational groups, which had been started by Lord Nityananda, but had stopped. So he was he started the Nanahata. It seems that according to the I think it's the fourth newsletter, he had maybe 250 to 500 Nanahata groups. So he kept these together without internet, without telephones, just by letters. And he'd go and visit. So in the, we published this five newsletters as a book with commentary. This year is was given to the GDC and it's available in Nyla, but I don't have a copy yet. Maybe it's for those to bring it with him. So how many here want copies? Of Godril called Patali by Bhakti and Thakur. 1, 2, 3. So it seems around 10 minutes. So, like this, we tell the different pastimes of Bhakti and Thakur. Hours and hours, there's so many things to tell. Also, Gorkhishwar Das Babaji, his Dajan Kutir was in one corner. Anandadas Babaji, he was a disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His Samadhi was on the other side. There also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur worshipped the Gaur Gadadhar Deity. His Samadhi was placed there. So it's the house, also the Samadhi. It's a branch of the Chaitanya Mat. So our parties are spent about 2-3 hours there. And we sing Bhajans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he also tells about his different activities. He also, they let people go up and see his quarters. In his quarters, they have an amazing thing. They had a kerosene lamp. That was like high tech in those days. 1800s. I didn't know that kerosene fans existed, but apparently they existed, and Bhaktivedanta Thakur had one. So, like that, they showed Kira Datta, his little, and Dhimal Prasad, with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his bedroom. So the two were next to each other. I saw like that. We spent some time there. I'm not going to tell all the leaders because you're going to go eventually. How many have been on the Navadvip Parikrama? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You haven't been? How many want to go on Navadvip Parikrama? How many times? About 36, 38 times. So here I'll do it mentally with all of you. This is one island. There's also the Saradhi Kunja, which is the island of, which is in the Golden Reef. There are the Saradhi Kal, who obeyed Krishna in the Leela with the Govardhan, and Indra. She lives in Aladidam. She lives in the island of Golden Reef. So that place is the original place of the Navahata. So we also go there. So that was the first thing of the international route on Navadvip Parikrama. So there's also the Amrata, where Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Thali was hungry, but there was no food, so he said, give me one mango seed, and he planted that, and it grew into a mango tree in front of their eyes, and sprouted flowers and fruits, and everyone had a mango. The mango was very big, had no seeds, and very thin skin, so the devotees, they could enjoy a wonderful mango. One mango, you were completely satisfied, and you could do the rest of the day kirtan. Hari Lal. So, that place where this mango tree is still there. It's called Amgata. But we look for the mango tree, we don't see it. It's become invisible. How many would like to go to those mango fruits? Would you like? You got to join Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. You have to join Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Also, there's the place of Hariharketra. There's also Svarna Vihar. The king, Svarna Maharaj, he had the darshan of Narada Muni there, and he was told he was the king of Navadvip, which is known as Navadvip in the Kali Yuga. He was from a previous yuga. I saw. He wanted to be an associate of Lord Chaitanya. So he was allowed to be Buri Lanta Khan. Jai Gaur Nitai Ki. So now you know why we spent 2 days in Agodronit. There's so much to see. Tomorrow I'll tell about Madhyamdvip and Kaladvip. So, also today, is there any question? Jai Rukmini Rakhadish ki, Rukmini Rakhanath ki, Jagannath Odesh Vajra ki. Any question on internet? They said that here they had a rare occasion of a brown out or blackout or something. Where there was no light, only the light came as we started the class. So, they said that I brought Mayapur. In Mayapur, India, it's quite normal to have this blackout. We have every other day or so. But we have generators, and we have prepared for blackout. Here, they are not prepared because it hardly ever happens. So there's a difference. But somehow, as he started to give class, lights came on. So Vigapati has a comment or question. No. This was started by Lord Nityananda. He would regularly do the parikrama. And he took Jiva Goswami on the parikrama. And this is noted down by Haridas Thakur. Also in the Puranas. The dimensions and mahatmya of the Navadip Adam are given. So, in this way, the Navadip Prakriva is a very ancient thing. It's the island of the Navadip Dham is 32 kroshas, or 64 miles in circumference. About that's about 20 miles in diameter. So, Nityananda, he took Jiva Swami and Ishana took Srinivas Acharya. It's mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnaka. So these two ancient books, the Parikrama is mentioned. So this was performed by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He would perform the Parikrama with 10,000 people. And he would stay camped out in each of the islands. I saw ISKCON is the only one to camp out at the present day. All the other mantas, they go and come, so they walk twice as far. Some of our devotees, they go and come by bus, but they walk the parikrama. And the main party stays out in the campsite, and they walk around the nine islands. So they start from the center island, they do their Sankalpa, and they end up at the center island. So this is the system. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that there'll be an international party and there'll be a local Indian party. And they'll come together chanting, Jai Satchidananda. Jai Satchidananda. Jai Satchidananda. And they'll embrace each other without any consideration of nationality or caste or any kind of material distinction. So this was inconceivable at the time of the British Raj, both from the Indian side as well as to think that the British would call in hog an Indian. It was inconceivable. British were very stiff upper lip, very British, proper. So it was all that these things were written in the 1800s by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No one took it serious. Now every year we have the gathering together of the Bengali party and international party. We chant Jai Satchidananda and we come and we embrace each other. So it's a dream come true. Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. So this year they say there's three parties. There's the Russian, international, and the Bengali. Probably next year, or year after, soon they'll have the Hindi part. So like this, it's expanding. Eventually, we can only have nine islands. We only have nine parties rotating around. We'd like to have a Chinese party. As someone has a good contact with the Chinese government, they have five official religions. Hinduism is not one of them. So, no. They have a Catholic, Protestant, Buddhism, Islam, and Confucius or Taoism. As far as I know. So they should have Vedic culture or Hinduism as one. And they could officially go there. Yes? You have a question? I mean, the systematic way of reading is Srila Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But you can go ahead and teaching the Lord Chaitanya was given as a preliminary book that you could read. If you're so anxious you can't wait, well, it's okay. Whether you understand you'll probably have to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita again once you finish the Srimad Bhagavatam to really get what the teachings are, because the teachings are very esoteric. When the Srimad Bhagavatam first came out, we gave the Adi-lila, one or two, I forget, and then the Anti-lila, five, to a new sailor, because they had a section of the theta, which was for the review of books. So they gave to one Christian padre to read and to get his review. But after reading, he did no comment. So I had to give it to someone else. The philosophy is very deep. Leela's okay. We can understand Leela to some extent, but the philosophy of the Chaitanya Charita is very deep. So it's questionable how deep you can go. You can eat again, no problem, if you have to. All these books have to be read again and again. Each time they read, like in the 90s, in 1968, before we could get an initiation, we had to read the Bhagavad Gita 10 times. I require that the disciples read 2 times. In those days, we had 10 times. So I had one Bhagavad Gita, 1, 2, 3, 4, When I read 10 times, I could come for an initiation. But some people, they go, oh, Gurudev, please, I couldn't finish. Let me do later. I'll finish, I promise. So I was merciful, but I think I'll become more strict now. Suddenly I let go. Even they were educated enough. But I don't know, soon I'll tighten up. So those who are watching the internet, you better read your Bhagavad Gita if you are trying for an initiation. How do you know? Second question? Yes. Who is the first one like? Argentina.
Yes, the second one is from Dubai.
Uh-huh. The size. Yeah, the place where the temple is. It's gonna be also predicted that. Saw a vision. A large temple. With a light coming from it. Some between the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya and his house. So, of course we don't know, but we would like that our temple will be the fulfillment of that vision. So, this year the GDC lady foundation stone related of the temple of Vedic Pranitaya. This was laid originally by Srila Prabhupada. So it's raining. Oh. So, and it was also there was a vision that Srinivas Acharya had where he saw seven different visions. And there he also saw a temple with his Vanchatattva deities in it. Of course, he saw the actual Vanchatattva living, and devotees from all over the world chanting in front. So, this vision and the plan that Prabhupada gave us, he said the deity of the Panchatattva should be in the center altar, and deity of Radhamala and the Astasakis on the right altar and the left altar, I should be the whole Guru Parampara. So we have already the Panchatattva and Radhamala and the Astasaki installed, waiting for the new temple. As far as the Guru Parampara, we have yet to install it. I don't have a question yet.
I was actually going to ask a simple question. I remember it was a long time ago, 1995, I visited a residence of Swamiji Thakur, and I was in his bedroom. It was on the second floor. And I vaguely remember it was on his balcony right outside of his bedroom. He saw the vision. And I was going to ask you if that would be the Vedic planetarium that it was just being built.
Well, we like to think so. But some devotees who are very strict on the Sinandana, they say, what is the proof? What is the proof that you're talking? We would like to fulfill that audition he had. Whether our temple is the exact temple he saw or not, we can't save them. And we're trying. So the Prabhupada said to make it 300 feet plot. So this temple, I think, is designed for like 325 feet high, 100 meters, which is more than a double any other temple. I think the Prabhupada Samadhi is about 60 meters. The other temples are less. So maybe this fulfills the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It remains to be seen, though. At least we're trying our best. In the middle of the recession, that Amrish Prabhu is coming forward to help. He has his ideas. He'll make this superstructure. In the meantime, ISKCON devotees, leaders will fundraise. But he'll get this started. So, Vigavati? Is that that portable mic? Mike? 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 And just talk loud, they can all hear you.
Thank you. Maharaj, as a younger devotee, I remember hearing from other devotees that if you did service in Vrindavan, it was 100 times more potent, but also the offenses were counted 100 times more. But that if you did service in Mayapur, that it was 1,000 times more potent, and there was no offenses. So is there a scriptural basis for that? Or is that like, you know, ISKCON folklore? Is there did that base in some statement of Srila Prabhupada, or I guess some Shastra? Or is that just something that devotees were saying?
In the Shastra, it says we shouldn't see a difference in the spirituality of Vrindavan and Mayapur. They're on the same spiritual level. So service done in Mayapur or Vrindavan is 1,000 times or more. However, in Vrindavan, any avrajanik is also 1,000 times more. Where in Mayapur, avrajas are drawn, generally not taken. One really has to go out of their way to commit one offense. Thank you. So, there's no difference in the spirituality of Vrindavan or Mayapur, but Mayapur is more merciful, you could say, than Vrindavan. So, Jagannath Dasji, he went from Vrindavan to Mayapur because he thought that he felt that Vrindavan was a bit harsh. And some people like Vrindavan, some like Mayapur. Both are spiritually the same, but in the sense that they're in the same transcendent level. But Lord Chaitanya, he's Lord of Mayapur. Mayapur was created by Radharani. She built the nine islands as an offering for Krishna. So Krishna takes the moon of Radharani when he goes to Mayapur. And therefore he takes the color of Gauranga, as she's also known as Gaurangi, Tantakanchana Gaurangi. So, Radharani is known as Gaurangi, and Lord Chaitanya, when he's in Mayapur, Lord Krishna, he becomes a Gauranga. And so, for us, the Radharani is a very special deity, and traditionally, we observe the Radhashtami, which is a very big festival. Of course, we also observe Ajadashtami, but Radhashtami is like special in Mayapur. So Radhashtami, also our deities of Lord Chaitanya. So this is not, this is a given in the Shastra that you get 1,000 times the benefit by analogy or by Vrindavan. But it's also true that you get also reaction for offenses very quickly in Vrindavan. There is one a sannyasi, and he was told that during the parikrama, you shouldn't wear your shoes. So he said, what is this? Vrindavan, I don't wear shoes. It's a dirty place. And I don't repeat what he said. Offensive things against Vrindavan. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I came on bull, charging, and boom, hit this sannyasi, threw him off in the air. And he was there lying on the ground, and the bull ran through it. Didn't hit anyone else. Only the sannyasi was sticking against Vrindavan. So then he was lying there on his back, And he said, I think I was offensive. I said, you want to be very careful when you visit Vrindavan. A lot of people go there, and unfortunately, they don't practice very strictly. So, on Mayapur, Prabhupada said, Mayapur, it's okay to build a city. You can have grihasthas. You know, I mean, I think grihasthas is not always super strict. But Mayapur is a very merciful. So, on the other hand, Vrindavan, he said, is more suitable for the renounced people. Although some grihasthas say that they should be very careful to avoid the offenses. I usually, people go there when they're like vanaprastha or something. So anyway, there's this, although on the same spiritual level, there's this kind of dichotomy. There's this difference that Mayapur is especially merciful. So in the age of Kali, Mayapur gets stronger, and then Vrindavan gets, like the Rajasthan desert is blooming in. So it gets dry and arid. So last year, Arunath Swami had all the, he takes his yatra some years, most years to Vrindavan, some years to Mayapur, and some years to other parts of India. So he had the devotees on his yatra. At that time, it was in October, and I was in the hospital with the, in a coma. So he had them chant for me, all of their, so I was calculating 4,000 prayers times 1,000 every day. That's like 4 million prayers every day. So, for a week or so. So I'm very grateful to Radhanath Swami. And this year, he came to Mayapur. I saw he introduced the person you were praying for last year. Here he is. But he's not able to walk unassisted. I still need some assistance for walking. My balance is not ideal yet. I saw he told them, he wants them to pray. That next year I'll come back to the his yatra, dancing. So I hope. So he ordered me. I had to stay in New Dwarka, and then I get at least I'm able to walk. So here I am. But I'll stay for a month or two, let's see. I'll stay till April, till May. If at that time they can't cure me, then I can't stay away from my work long, indefinitely. I have to visit and then I'll come back. Hi, though. I saw those who want to take a darshan of the deities. It's your last chance. 8:30, they close. So. Oh. Our Krishna Swami Rasi makes or cooks the cookies for Shana. So. By the way, I have one disciple. In Phoenix, Arizona, who by the prayers of devotees, she's improved, but she's still in ICU. Her name is Anudhana Roti Devi Dasi. She does worship for the Nalava Hari Devi there. And she's a Grihasthi, Grihasthini. So if you can offer a prayer to her, for her welfare, maybe she'll leave the ICU or she'll be stable. Right now she's still not fully stable. Anupana Gulti Devi Dasi, please make a prayer. Your prayers make a difference. If it's so please the Lord that He asked for her. She got young children, she's a pujari. So I also said I'll tell her she has a lot of devotees if she survives. Jai Jagannath Dev Swataki. Jai Vinidhar Kadiki. Jai Jagannath Dev Swataki. Prashad.